Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. In this week's program, we're going to learn about some of the new changes in the whole marketing area and branding for New Holland. But first, let me thank our sponsors for our Zimcast, and that includes Monsanto Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions, and GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. So let me share with you a conversation I had with Mark Hooper. Mark has a new position with New Holland, as we're going to learn.
Mark, I want to congratulate you because I know that you've been named the marketing manager now for New Holland North America, and great position, great time in the industry. We sure have seen some real, looks like, renewed enthusiasm out in the marketplace from New Holland.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about our future and where we're headed as a brand. We've come off a couple of years of really good results. We've been able to grow the business in many different segments, and we've got a lot of new things to talk about, so we're really excited about the future.
I know you just had your national sales meeting, and I'm just going to bet that there's some ideas and things that kind of came out from that. What are some of the things that you might want to share in terms of getting that force energized and also, you know, messaging to your dealer network around the country?
Yeah, that's a good question. It really gave us this sales meeting, national dealer meeting, gave us an opportunity to really focus in on where we're headed as a brand. So we're positioned for growth. We're building good relationships in the industry. We have some new partnerships that we're really excited about that we're using to leverage our brand heritage and our strength by segment. We've got new leading products. We're working on our brand positioning, being that we have a lot of new technology, and that we have a lot of smart technology that's coming on that producers can really use to be productive. And then we're working on with our dealers to improve their performance and their support of the products, because it takes the whole package from products to the support end as well. So that was kind of the message that we had there. It was very well received by our dealers, and they're excited as well.
So from your perspective in the marketing, head of marketing for the company, what do you see as some of the challenges that you are facing here, let's just say, looking at this year ahead, for accomplishing these types of goals and objectives?
But it really comes down, I think, to engagement. Engagement with our customers, with our dealers, and with our partners. And that's one of the things that I think sets New Holland apart. We tend to be close to our customers. We're engaged in the industry. I mentioned our partnerships. And in our cash crop segment, we've been a strong supporter of renewable fuels and second-generation biofuels with our relationship with Growth Energy. And so we've got several projects working there. We just came off of a new partnership introduction with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in Tampa, and that's been very well received. And we like to roll up our sleeves and get right in there with them to support them, because it's important to us. And then our third partnership is with NASCAR, and we're working on, we are the official ag equipment partner of NASCAR, and we're working on our engagement and our execution there as well. So it's really about getting rolling up our sleeves, getting engaged with our customers and our dealers. That really brings about the full package, along with the products that we're introducing.
I know if he was here and I was talking to him, that Abe Hughes, the head of North America for New Holland, would also maybe point to, you've gone through some changes in leadership and even especially in the marketing area, but from my perspective, it seems like more stability now and more kind of growth and stability in the whole company that seems evident at the same time here.
Yeah, it's really nice to be with a company that is performing. And as Abe would say, I mean, he's built a pretty strong leadership team. I mean, myself, I've been with the company 18 years. I've done various different just done just about everything there is to do from a commercial standpoint. Dealer network, I understand the dealers and the customers and what it takes to be successful at that level. And Abe has formed a team of us that have similar types of backgrounds, but we all have different strengths and weaknesses. And we've been able to perform as a team. We understand each other pretty well. And I think that's what is helping us be successful.
Another element that I find interesting is what we're even seeing here at Farm Machinery Show, a little bit more integration with construction side as well as the ag side.
Yeah, that's another exciting thing. New Holland has been strong in the ag markets as well as some of the non-ag markets. And so we've been able to bring over our light construction brand, New Holland Construction, and we've integrated that with how we're operating commercially in the marketplace. A lot of our dealers sell both ag and the light CE equipment. We've kind of formed a new segment we're calling Pro Work Tools that combines the light CE with the small tractors. And why do we call it Pro Work Tools? Well, it's really professional grade equipment for people that have a job to do, that want to get the job done right. And whether it's small tractors, light construction, could include a part-time farmer, a hobby farmer that is working his land, to a landscape contractor, a rental yard, a small construction contractor that's using the products to generate an income. So we're really excited about that. It gives us an opportunity to streamline and really focus in on that type of business.
Well, with some of the kind of synergies that might go with that, seems to make a lot of sense in terms of, you know, your marketing efforts and being maybe better able to meld those together for greater efficiencies.
Right. Yeah, we kind of look at it as two brands, New Holland Agriculture, New Holland Construction, but it's really one New Holland, and that's what we're excited about.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Mark Hooper. We've been visiting at the National Farm Machinery Show, where, once again, New Holland Blue is prominent right near the first door I usually come in. Again, thank you, Mark, and we appreciate New Holland's support as sponsor for our coverage of this year's National Farm Machinery Show.
Well, that is the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.